For another perspective on tomorrow's inauguration, we turn to former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, who will be in Washington to watch as Donald Trump is inaugurated president.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to him talking about trying to unify the country and obviously addressing a lot of the economic concerns that not only I and others have, but people throughout the Midwest and the Rust Belt areas dealing with Obamacare, and just kind of laying out an agenda and where he feels he can find cooperation with the minority party and where he feels he's just going to need to go with the simple majority to get things done.
So, you know, we heard from a lot of protesters who are going to be at the inauguration tomorrow. There's also plans for enormous protests around the country on Saturday, including in Washington and in Boston. So what do you say to those folks who are demonstrating at last count, you know, maybe hundreds of thousands of people because of their concerns about the Trump presidency?
Well, I think I would speak more about the amount of supporters, which I think are going to far exceed the protesters, which I think those numbers will be dwarfed in comparison of to all the folks that are actually celebrating and looking at this as not only a new president, an orderly transition of power, as our country has done for so many years. That's what separates us from every other country. It's really not about the protesters. It's not about the congressman and the president. It's about our process and our democratic process. And I think it's disrespectful to that process. While they have certainly have the ability to protest, that's fine. The election's long over. And if this was happening it's at the length that it was happening against President Obama, there would be a complete and total outrage by not only the people who were deeply offended, but by the media as well.
You're feeling that it wouldn't be covered as much if it were a different president.
If this level of protest was leveled against President Clinton or President Obama, you would just see complete and total 24/7 coverage by saying how outrageous it is and how unpatriotic it is and how un-American it is and how it's an attack on our democracy and the process of orderly transitions of power, yet you don't hear that from a lot of folks, and I find that disappointing.
Well, there may be folks, though, who would also say that it's people's constitutional right to stage protests like this, and you know, this was not a landslide victory in this election, certainly in the popular vote.
It was an electoral landslide victory, with all due respect. It's not just about the popular vote. You know as well as I do, and the folks that are protesting know as well as I do. You need to win the Electoral College. And that's, you don't just win one part of the election.
But all I'm saying is that there was obviously deep divisions, and folks are expressing those, and they may say that
divisions. There was divisions when President Obama won. He barely won as well. That's the nature of the beast. But bottom line is, we're Americans first, and our country is way more important, I think, than you know, the ability to continuously, you know, demean and attack and belittle the process and the president-elect. It's time to move on and give this president-elect a chance.
Hmm. You know, I can understand your feelings about the protesters, but there are also some lawmakers who are actually skipping the inauguration and protest. One of them, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, also Congressman Mike Capuano. But we have a bit of a clip here from Congresswoman Clark that I'd like you to listen to. Here it is.
I could not attend an inauguration because it would normalize this presidency when I feel that we need to sound the alarm about the threat that he presents to our democracy.
So would you say the same thing there, Scott Brown, that Congresswoman Clark is showing a disrespect for the office of the presidency by saying something like that?
It's not about her, and shame on her for not really honoring our process and our Constitution. I think it's self-serving, and she has an affirmative obligation as an elected official to go down and respect the orderly transition of power.
You know, you mentioned Obamacare when we started out. And when you ran for Senate in Massachusetts in 2009, you did run on a promise to vote against Obamacare. Are you concerned about what's happening right now in the efforts to repeal it without at least a full replacement plan in public as of yet?
No, I think there's plenty of alternatives. And to have people think that people are going to die is is really abhorrent. It's inappropriate and it's not true. People can go into any emergency room, as they've done and continue to do, anytime they want, and they'll get full coverage. If there's a transition period, those folks will be grandfathered and there will be protections. You know, I'm familiar with the proposals, and a lot of them are superior. And to take the wet blanket off of individuals and businesses and all the restrictions that allow for lower work weeks and have these incredibly ridiculous plans where you have high deductibles and high copays and lesser care and coverage is completely wrong.
You know, there's some confusion here in Massachusetts in particular about how this state might fare and whether it'll be different, because we have already had universal health care before the Affordable Care Act.
Well, I can answer that pretty directly. As a result of Obamacare, the unions and the teachers and the police and fire, their Cadillac plans were going to be dramatically affected. Mm-hmm. And now those hard-earned benefits that they bargained for will be protected, and they should continue to get the Cadillac plans that they negotiated in good faith for. So I'm hopeful for them, and I'm thankful they'll have the opportunity to keep those plans. With regard to Commonwealth Care and all the other programs in between in Massachusetts, Obamacare has actually put a wet blanket on a lot of those. So I'm hopeful that as a result of those changes, states like Massachusetts and others that have their own plans and want to go in a different direction will get that opportunity. All the above, all the tools in the toolbox approach to have different plans for different states and different individuals. That's part of what's not there now.
So the folks who say that really the Affordable Care Act just needs tweaking, it's not perfect, but it did provide millions of Americans with health insurance. Why repeal it all? Why not just tweak?
Well, for all those people who want the so-called tweaking, with all due respect, the Democrats, when I got there, we filed over 400 amendments. They would have so-called tweaked it and fixed it, and the Democrats rejected every single one of them. So now for them to come back and say, oh, we really just want to fix it, it's disingenuous, and it really falls on deaf ears. Right now you have an opportunity to repeal it and put in place something that works. And, you know, I look forward to offering my guidance as a result of working in Massachusetts on that plan, and also having a complete knowledge of what's happening in the good and bad and ugly with Obamacare.
Well, let's talk about your guidance, or your potential guidance. In a Trump administration, your name was floated as a possible choice to head the Department of Veterans Affairs. Senator Warren said she would support you in that role. What were the discussions like with the Trump transition team about that?
I was number two. You know, they gave it to Dr. Shulkin, who certainly has his work cut out for him, and it was an honor to be considered. Senator Warren and I have spoken on numerous occasions privately. Not only about this, but other issues. We seem to have moved on from our election battles, as is appropriate. She cares very deeply about veterans, as I do. So I was honored to have her kind words and support. And, you know, there are other opportunities that, you know, but he hasn't even been sworn in yet. And I'm in the process. Dr. Shulkin and I have ideas. They're reaching out to see what my thoughts are on these issues. And, you know, because it's really about the veterans. It's not about us.
So do you see yourself working in the Trump administration or in Veterans Affairs in some capacity, maybe not as, head of the department?
That's really up to the new head of the VA and the president-elect. If it's something that he feels, listen, Scott, we need your help, then if the president calls, you obviously give that great consideration. So I'm just, looking forward to participating in being down in D.C. for a couple of days and then letting things settle and then figure out where we go from here.
Former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown speaking with us from his home in New Hampshire. Stay with us. Coming up, we want to hear your thoughts about the inauguration and the weekend protest marches around the country, including the one here in Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.